Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. You're invited to join us on air, asking your questions by calling in on the local rate phone numbers in the UK and the US, which can be found on ldnradio.org. Thank you for joining us. Today we're joined by Dr. Laurie Marzell, and Laurie is from Oregon. She's a primary care physician, and we're excited to hear her story. Dr. Laurie Marzell from Oregon is a primary care physician that combines the wisdom of naturopathic medicine with modern medicine to help facilitate the body's inherent ability to restore and maintain optimum health by creating a healing internal and external environment. Call 503-655-9493 or visit the website www.drmarzell.com. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Laurie Marzell.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you. I know our listeners are always interested to know the background of doctors. What made you decide to become a doctor?
I was just fascinated with, I was one of those strange kids that like those little kits that put livers together and body parts, and I just was fascinated with the way the body worked, and I loved biology, and I started studying about plant medicine come from, and I was just fascinated with things, and so I started going in the direction of medicine and natural medicine and that don't require harmful drugs, looking for things like that. So I became a naturopathic physician, and we are in Oregon primary care physicians as well as specializing in natural therapies.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been practicing?
It's over 30 years.
Wow. That's a long time, isn't
it? A long time.
It is a long time. And yeah. And how long have you been prescribing LDN?
I'd say maybe about 10 years. And would you like to hear the story of how I became involved with learning about LDN?
Yes, please.
I knew that LDN was used for cancer patients, but in my practice, I was not really seeing a lot of cancer patients, and I occasionally used it for arthritis or something like that, but I wasn't that familiar with it. And a very close friend of mine developed cancer and decided to come back to Portland to be with her family. She had gallbladder cancer, and it spread throughout her body, and she came back to die, essentially. And I wanted to do everything that I could possibly do to help her, so I referred her to a naturopathic doctor I thought would be a good place to send her who specialized in cancer patients. Well, she came back after seeing this person, and he told her about good diets and that, and I was reviewing everything I could find, and I called him up, and I said, "Are you using naltrexone?" And he said, "Well, no, I can't really use that. I'm a part of a group, a hospital group, and I have certain restrictions." So I said, do you want me to prescribe it? And he said, yes. So I did. And this particular woman was not in a lot of pain, but she was very, very fatigued. And she had to sleep a lot, and her energy was low. And she, again, I wanted to do anything I could to help the quality of her life as long as possible. I started her on LDN, and I was absolutely amazed with the results, because within just a few days, she started perking up. She was happier. She was more talking to people longer. As a matter of fact, I have to joke around that I and another friend of hers took her out to lunch one day. She decided she wanted to go to a restaurant that was way down the street, blocks and blocks away. And we said, well, it's so far. Let's try and park the car. She goes, no, let's just walk. And we ended up walking. As a matter of fact, she was walking so fast that we couldn't keep up with her. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it was it didn't save her from the cancer she had at the stage she was in, but it made a huge difference. And when I was interested in using LDN, I started doing research on everything I could get a hold of, particularly involving cancer cases. I read some fascinating cases that were published by Bert Berkson. And when I found out about the low-dose naltrexone research trust group, and that they were doing seminars every year about this therapy, I was very, very excited, and I attended my first seminar. And I actually met Dr. Berkson in person, who was kind enough and generous enough to come and share his knowledge and his experience in treating cancer patients. And I spent probably over an hour personally talking to him about this particular case and other questions I had, and it was very fascinating. So I am very, very grateful, Linda, that you have maintained this group and put on these seminars, because every time I go, I learn so much. Anyways, I went back to my practice, which, even though I don't see a lot of cancer patients, I do see a fair amount of autoimmune cases and pain syndromes and arthritis and things like that. And it just seemed like almost LDN is so multi-helpful for cases. You can use it for so many different things. And that I just started using it with lots of different patients. Of course, the seminar I went to had experts in using it for pain syndromes and for gastrointestinal inflammatory disorders and just all kinds of conditions. So I learned a lot, and I've found this therapy one of the most helpful therapies that I use in my practice now.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the most common condition that you treat with LDN?
You know, there's so many. Every time a patient complains about pain or inflammation, I think about LDN. I think it's good for fibromyalgia. It's any kind of autoimmune disease, I think about LDN. If you like, I could just tell you about a few cases that I've used it in and what kind of results I've gotten from it.
That would be good. Thank you.
One of the most interesting cases that I used for pain was a woman who had a spinal tap done, and it was botched, and she had permanent damage. So she was in constant chronic pain. And I thought, well, let's give this a try. So we started her on LDN, and after a short period of time, I asked her how it was working and if she was noticing any difference. She still had pain, but it has decreased 50%, which is absolutely remarkable because she was left with absolutely nothing to do about this condition. I've used it with, I had a patient who was had multiple allergies and thyroid autoimmune disorder. And she would come in and she'd say, I want you to check me because I feel like I'm starting to choke. I feel like my thyroid is swelling up. And I would always run all these lab work on her. And she was okay, but she knew that something was wrong and she could feel things, that she could feel reacting more easily, getting sick more easily. So I started her on LDN. We talked about it quite extensively, and she said that she was willing to try it. And she said within a few weeks, she noticed a difference as well. She says, I can, that swelling and that discomfort I have, it's gone. Wow. She's not getting sick as easily. Her allergy reactions weren't as bad. It was very, very helpful. I had a patient who has, she is still with us, and she has lichen planus. This is a autoimmune condition, manifests with a rash in oral mucosa and sometimes genital mucosa as well. And again, there's not too much you can, this is a very difficult to treat condition. And I, you know, I went ahead and tried the LDN, and it started clearing things up and decreased the swelling. The rash started resolving, and the patient felt better. So that was a big win, I thought.
Definitely.
What I tell my patients with using low-dose naltrexone is, of course, a lot of my patients come in and they want natural therapies. They don't want heavy drugs. So I tell them that the low-dose naltrexone stimulates their own endorphins and their own hormones, and the hormones that they are producing in their body is what is doing the miraculous healing. It's not the drug itself. The drug's just using to stimulate their own body process. And they kind of like that idea. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about how important low-dose naltrexone is to, and what kind of effects it has on the immune system, which is relatively new information that it can actually stimulate the immune system to fight things that we don't want, like viruses, and it can stimulate the immune system to help get rid of cancers, but it can also stimulate the immune system in a way to settle and not be as reactive, like in autoimmune disorders. We don't have a lot of really good therapy, I don't think, for autoimmune disorders, at least not from conventional medical approach. So this therapy, I am so grateful for learning about this, and the results I'm seeing from using, it's not a total miracle drug, but it certainly is extremely helpful. So I'm very grateful, and I'm very grateful to you, Linda, for providing so much information to the world.
Oh, thank you. I know our listeners, everybody asks the same questions and they come up over and over again. So from your experience, what dose do you start your patients on?
Usually about 1 to 1.5 milligrams. And I usually, the general dose I aim for is about 3. Mm-hmm. And it depends on their, you know, response, but I usually start about 1 to 1.3, have them do that for about 2 weeks, and then bump it up to about 3. And it depends on the person. It depends on how sensitive they are. And I think that a good direction in prescribing naltrexone was made when the current recommendations started kind of changing from having patients take it before they go to bed, which adds on to an already bump-up effect from the patient's own endorphin, endorphins during the night, which can, some of my patients were waking up and they'd have very weird dreams and their heart would be racing and things like that. But if they take it in the morning, it seems to, even though it's suppressing endorphins for about 4 hours, it doesn't seem to drag out people or make them groggy or anything like that. And as the endorphins wear off and their own endorphin, or the endorphin suppression wears off and their own endorphins start climbing up, I tell people, you know how the 3 o'clock you get tired and groggy and, you know, kind of lose energy? Well, you'll notice yourself suddenly feeling, refreshed and happy and energetic. It's almost like a little cup of coffee in a pill or something. But it has taken away a lot of the hyperness that some patients do notice. So I had an unfortunate, maybe I'll tell you an unfortunate story too. I had a patient who I thought this would be an ideal therapy for, who has fibromyalgia. And I explained to him that if he took it before he went to bed, he would have an additive effect to his own rise of endorphins during the night as the blockade of the endorphin receptors wore off, and that would help him throughout the day to suppress the fibromyalgia and inflammation. So he took it before he went to bed. He only took it a few times. He had a terrible nightmare about a raccoon attacking him, and he decided that he was never going to take that again, and it was really unfortunate. And I think if I had been a little wiser and had him take that in the morning dose, he may not have had such strange dreams, frightening dreams, and he may have stuck with the therapy long enough to get better results from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
another question that people usually ask, and I know it's a bit like how long is a piece of string, but how long is it normally before your patients notice something?
That's a great question, because it's actually pretty quick. And of course, this is good for patient compliance when they start seeing results in a fairly quick manner. But I usually see results within a week or two that results are starting to happen.
Wow, that's good. So from the patients, how many patients do you think, Laurie, that you've treated with LDN?
No, I don't even know if I can count them, because it's such a good therapy that I use it with so many people. I would say maybe I could give a percentage of how many people I have. Not everyone in my practice, but so many people have problems, and sometimes I use it just temporarily, but a lot of times these are chronic problems that the patient doesn't have much alternatives that are effective for these type of conditions. So I'd say a fair 70% at least of my patients, maybe I've had on low-dose naltrexone at one time,
mm-hmm,
or considered therapy for them.
And have they at any point reported any negative side effects apart from the raccoon dream?
Well, low-dose naltrexone, because of the endorphin jump up, is noted for having strange dreams sometimes. So I kind of warn people about that. You might have some strange dreams, although taking it in the morning, I think, has lessened that a lot. I have had some people that have been very sensitive. They got a little jumpy or jittery, and so I kind of watch for that. And I'm pretty careful with thyroid, because you may have to adjust the dose of the thyroid, although I haven't had problems with it personally treating patients who are hypothyroid. They seem to do fine. but when you consider the options for pain relief for patients, this is a much better one, and it affects the whole body in a positive way. So I think this is good. I've even used it a little bit with patients who are depressed or, doing something that increases endorphins for patients makes them feel happier and better, and their immune system is better, and their body function, everything's going to be better. Mm. So it's not for everyone, but it's certainly very effective for many conditions.
And of course,
I think that's the beauty of this therapy.
Mm. But if you can take something like LDN that helps you sleep better, by getting a good sleep and quality sleep is going to make you feel so much better in the morning, isn't it? You're going to feel happier, more refreshed, and able to cope
right.
better during the day.
Yeah, some people, as a bad effect, can need a dose adjustment. It could interfere with their sleep, I've noticed. But some people, as they get used to it, they do sleep better. As a matter of fact, I have one patient that calls it the stuff that helps you sleep better medication. So,
oh, that's brilliant. Well, we'll just have a quick break and then we'll come back and continue. We'll be back in a moment. To listen to individual radio shows and interviews, go to www.mixcloud.com/LDNRT. I'll repeat that. It's www.mixcloud.com/LDNRT. Dr. Laurie Marcel from Oregon is a primary care physician that combines the wisdom of naturopathic medicine with modern medicine to help facilitate the body's inherent ability to restore and maintain optimum health by creating a healing internal and external environment. Call 503-655-9493 or visit the website www.drmarzell.com. Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Laurie Marcel today from Oregon. And thank you for being with us, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Another question, while I think of it, that is always on people's minds, and it seems as though it varies from doctor to doctor what the answer is. So if we could just have your opinion. Some doctors say that LDN can't be taken with tramadol, and others will say it can be taken with tramadol because it's a synthetic opioid. What's your views on tramadol?
I usually try to take the patient off tramadol if they're going to be on low-dose naltrexone.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that I would prefer to prescribe the LDN rather than the tramadol for the patient. Anyways, it'll do much more, have a much wider scope of helping the patient and help with pain rather than the tramadol.
Yeah. So if your patient's before LDN has worked and it hasn't quite got pain under control and they need to take something to supplement the LDN for pain, what would you recommend?
If they're already on pain medication, if it is not, my understanding is, if it is not extended release pain form or like a patch, it can be used if you take one medication, start trending it down in the morning, and then you can use LDN, start on LDN in the evening. But I don't have too many cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's my understanding. And then as they start feeling better and have better effects with the LDN, trend down on the other pain medication.
Well, that's wonderful. Phyllis had a question for you. She was listening about lichen planus. She says, does Laurie think there are different forms of lichen planus? Are some forms that LDN can't help with, or does it help with all forms given long enough?
No, I think it could. There's different, lichen planus can manifest different symptoms, and it can appear in different, it can, not all lichen planus appears in genital tissue, not, you know, it just varies, but it's still disease. And I think that probably I would say that most would respond to some degree for low-dose naltrexone treatment. So I would recommend using it for that disorder, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I hope that's answered your question there, Phyllis. Now, we know that a lot of people with MS have stiffness and spasms, and we have a question here from Janie who says, have you noticed anybody reporting that stiffness is a problem when they first start LDN? And do you know the cause, and is there a solution? She also goes on to say that her stiffness is the spasticity type, and her muscles and calves are an issue for her. And she's finding that, you know, the LDN is making it worse. I'll let you answer that question. I have my own thoughts. I'll tell you that after you've answered.
You probably, you might know more than I do. I only have a few MS patients that I'm working with LDN, so I wouldn't say that I'm an expert in that area. And I personally haven't noticed people manifesting that, but your opinion is probably more valuable than mine in regards to that. I think you have a lot more experience.
Well, I will tell you from my experience, there are, when you have MS, of course, you can have a wide variety of different symptoms. But for those people that have stiffness or spasms, LDN can make them worse initially. Now, years ago, back when I started LDN back in 2003, everybody started LDN straight away on 3 milligrams, which was fine if you didn't have MS with stiffness and spasms as a symptom. It did make them worse. So these days, as you were saying, most people start on 1.5 milligram, which is absolutely fine, again, if you don't have MS with stiffness or spasms as an issue. If you do, it's best to start on just 0.5 milligrams of LDN. And normally, those patients who would normally have stiffness or spasms, because that is a symptom they already have, by taking the lower dose, it doesn't make it worse. And these people need to increase the dose very gradually, very slowly, and never increase the dose if they've still got worsening of the stiffness or spasms. They have to wait for their body to adjust and then increase it by 0.5 very slowly. And that way, people can tolerate the LDN and it doesn't make it worse. So I'm sorry to butt in there. Laurie, but that is the experience.
Oh, I'm so glad you did, because there's nothing like you're going through this yourself and taking it and knowing what's going on.
Exactly. We have a question now from Denise, who says, should LDN be taken with food, or should it be taken on an empty stomach?
Well, I usually have people take it in the morning, and so they don't have a very full stomach when they take it. But I you know, kind of, I don't know. I recommend in the morning. I don't necessarily tell them to not take it with food. It seems to work okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that is what my personal experience is. My experience is I've tried taking it in the morning. I've tried taking it at night. I've had it with food. I've had it without food. And I haven't noticed any difference either way, to be perfectly honest. But yeah. I think that's probably something for somebody to experiment with. If they find it's better for them with or without, well, they could do their own test there.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.